News from Bermondsey. Social housing tenants banned from using shared garden. Garden is only for those living at the £1.45 million to £15 million priced apartments. The decision to ban social housing tenants from using a shared garden at the luxury One Tower Bridge complex has sparked criticism across the borough. The podium garden was set to be shared between future residents of both the lavish Riverside apartments and the 43 affordable homes built as part of the scheme. However, the developers recently gained backing from the council's planning committee in allowing only those living at the £1.45 million to £15 million priced apartments to use the garden. Following criticism, the council has since reportedly promised to take another look at its decision, angering some councillors who believe that the integrity of the planning committee is being jeopardised. Councillor Adele Morris said, "The decision was taken by the planning committee under the advice of officers and is legally binding. The council does not have the authority to change the decision." Leader of the council, Peter John, agreed. He said, "She's absolutely right. When we've got a planning committee making a decision, it's not then up to executive branch of the council to fiddle around." He also argued that there was plenty of other green space available to tenants in every block of the development. He said, "We should focus on the facilities that are available, rather than the facilities that aren't." Simon Hughes, MP for Bermondsey and Old Southwark, aired his concerns at the council's actions. He said, "Labour-run Southwark Council have dropped the ball here. They should have thought about this more carefully before it went to planning committee. Liberal Democrat councillors and I are watching very carefully to see what our local council does to make sure that tenants of affordable housing always get a fair deal." The committee had backed the decision unanimously, arguing that the affordable housing residents had more green areas to benefit from, including their own roof garden, and that access to the garden would have resulted in an increase in their annual service charge. The decision still drew criticism from housing campaigners, including Defend Council Housing Chair Eileen Short, who said the situation was another example of social apartheid in London. She said, "Anyone with average or low income is being driven out. We have social cleansing in London right now."